Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm continuing to share stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude. This is an important topic, and it's one of the keys to happiness in my experience. We are constantly getting stories from people who have turned their attitudes around by actively counting their blessings and focusing on what they have instead of what they lack. And one of the areas that we probably all need some help with is accepting that life is short and that at a certain age, we have a lot more yesterdays than we have tomorrows. And that's the title of a story by K.M. Waldvogel, who tells us that she and her husband recently sold their house and downsized. The continual upkeep of the house was just wearing on them. So, you know, when you downsize your house, you have to downsize your possessions too, and that's a difficult and time-consuming task. But the Waldvogels had to do that. They found a way to make it a pleasant process, though, sharing memories of their years together as they sorted through all their stuff. The photos in particular were a joy to review, and they laughed at some and felt pride at others, and they were able to watch their sons grow up all over again. So what Kathleen says is, after a while, my husband stood up, deciding to tackle another project. Before he left the room, he turned to me. He was silent for a moment, and then he squeezed my shoulder and kissed the top of my head, and he said, "Looking through all this cements the fact that we are moving on to another chapter in our lives. We have more yesterdays than tomorrows." There was no sadness in his voice, no regrets. He simply stated a realization. And then she goes on to say, "He was right. We had been blessed with our yesterdays. They included laughter, celebrations, and excitement, birthdays, graduations, accomplishments, family vacations, anniversaries, and so much more. Moments of sadness are sprinkled throughout. Overall, though, our memories bring smiles to our faces and contentment to our hearts." So, what do we learn from this? Yes, our yesterdays are behind us, but we have all the memories of them to relive as often as we'd like. We still own all those yesterdays. It's not like they happened and they're gone. They're still a big part of our lives, and they can still provide us with a lot of pleasure. So we are rich in memories, and we still have tomorrows to enjoy as well. So think about it. If you're 65 now, as I am, you get 65 years of memories that you get to review as often and whenever you want, and you still have lots of new memories to make as you move forward. In the case of the Waldvogels, they were able to downsize for their future to make that future easier. But in the process, they were able to fill their memory banks with all the wonders of their past, memories that wouldn't take up any room in their new, smaller home. Sometimes your downsizing comes about involuntarily. That was the case for Jill Keller, whose family lost their home and most of their possessions to a major flood. They had insurance, but it wasn't really going to help enough, and they owed the bank more for their house than it was worth, even with the insurance money. So they had to decide, would they stay in a money pit of a house, or should they move and start over again? Jill says, "We chose to take the leap. My mother found a wonderful town that we fell in love with when visiting her. We instantly knew we wanted to raise our children there, but it was in Indiana. We were 14 hours away in Pennsylvania. Going there would mean uprooting our children, leaving the rest of our family members, moving to a place we only saw for a total of 5 days, and spending all our savings. But they did it. They didn't even have a job lined up for Jill's husband in their new town, but they did it anyway. Jill says this, "The move was riddled with sacrifice for all of us, not only to lose the home we loved, but to downsize drastically. We were leaving an 1,800-square-foot home for an apartment that was only 1,000 square feet. The moving truck could only fit so much and meant parting with half of everything we owned. It was a lot of sacrifice for the chance at a better life. Surprisingly, though, they loved their new small apartment." Jill says, "We spent the first 3 days with no furniture, sleeping as a family in sleeping bags on the floor, and realized how good it felt to not be surrounded by so much stuff." She says that starting fresh felt great. Minimalizing their possessions was like a deep breath of country air, and they even took a bunch of the stuff that came in the moving truck and ended up putting that in storage, reducing their possessions even more. Jill says, "Without so many toys, the kids wanted to spend time with us and chat more. We played board games every night. We went on bike rides to explore the new town up close. We took extra time to make little moments into teaching moments. We did free things like fishing, cooking outdoors, catching fireflies, playing outside, and reading together as a family. We started our new life by becoming closer as a family with more time to spare now that we had fewer things in our new environment. Without the clutter, there was room to be grateful for each thing we had and to count our every blessing." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you'll find this book wherever books are sold, including Myers, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you would like to become one of our storytellers, I have good news, because we are always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just check the Submit Your Story section of our website and you'll see what we're working on. And you'll also find our writing guidelines so you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about why you should get outside in nature to de-stress and put things in perspective, from our recent bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness.